This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and my savings consists of a ripped $20 bill that I have not yet taped back together.
Wah, wah. Wah. I'm Brandy Posey, and stoners have a case of the Yamandes.
Huh? Thank you.
I'm Tess Barker, and good Lord, do I act trashy when I'm around croutons.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to Lady to Lady.
Hi, guys.
The show.
Mm-hmm. Happy 180th episode.
Happy 180th episode. A few changes. It might be a little jarring
you
for
could say,
some people.
You could say we've done a 180.
You could say we've done a 180 on some of our famous tracks, some of our jingles for our games.
Just to make sure we're safe legally moving forward in the future, we're changing up some of our theme songs.
Yeah, we had to kind of re-record a few of them to make sure, make positive we're not using any copyrighted material. So we re-recorded a few of them for this episode using a keyboard, playing one note on a keyboard and then singing over
it. These are pretty temporary.
I would say, do you think that we qualify as a noise band now?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we did before, but now we especially do.
Yeah. Composing, is that the right? Not quite.
You're going to hear...
We're composting. Is what you're...
You guys are going to hear the results of 3 hours of work.
Yes. Yeah.
And then it'll show, you know, for itself. But we
really would like you guys, because we have a lot of talented fans, to like help us do covers of our theme songs so we can like throw you in here, because we don't want to just hear ours every week. We want to hear...
Not at all. And you're not going to want to hear them either. So...
Yes.
So really, please, I mean, if you guys are musically talented, we'd love to have some covers of our old versions of our songs. They are available on SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/lady-to-lady. So go on there, check those out, record on your guitar, your keyboard, your what have you. If you speak another language, record. That would be awesome to have songs in another language.
Yeah, were there any composers listening that want to get like a symphony orchestra involved?
Oh my God, please.
In like the confession song?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love to hear that. Some sort of voice choir.
Yeah. Anything you got, go check them out on our SoundCloud page and record a cover and send it to us. And, you know, if it doesn't suck, we'll use it.
Yeah.
Even if it does suck, we might. I mean, honestly,
we'll probably play whatever you send us. So just send it to us.
Yeah. Send them to us because you're not going to want to hear these forever.
Yeah. Trust us. You'll hear them later, but they're fun.
And also, I have the last 2 weeks of my tour. Tonight, I'm going to be, this is the 22nd of June. I'm going to be in Philadelphia. Tomorrow night, I'm in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The 24th, I'm in Rochester, New York. The 25th, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. The 26th, I'm in Detroit, Michigan. The 27th, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. The 28th, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota. 29th, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The 30th, I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. And July 1st and 2nd, I'm in Fort Collins, Colorado. And July 3rd, I'm in Boulder, Colorado. So come to any of those shows if you live anywhere near them.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Where are you spending July 4th then?
In Las Vegas at Lorenzo Lamas' house.
Oh, right. I asked that not meaning to set that up, and then there it goes.
Yeah, I already have my 4th of July shirt picked out.
Wait, who is he?
He's from Greece. He's Kaniki, right?
Yeah.
No, he's dead.
He's not Kaniki.
He's one of the guys in Greece.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
I don't know.
No, he's the boyfriend. He's the, like, jockey boyfriend in Greece that she leaves she leaves for Danny Zuko at the end. He's the jock.
Grease 2. Oh, no, you're right. He's the jock. Yeah. He's the jock. Oh, yeah, he's the dumb cheerleader guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to be barbecuing with him on the 4th of July.
And also, I think we've mentioned it before, a helicopter pilot.
Yeah. So he might be our helicopter.
Into Magic Mike XXL.
Yeah.
He can submit his helicopter reel, and we'll consider it.
Yes. If you live in Las Vegas and you have 4th of July plans, hit me up, because maybe I'll bring Lorenzo. You never know.
That's exciting.
Please do.
I can't believe I didn't know he was in Greece. I mean, I didn't know who he was, and then I didn't know he was in
Greece. He's got one of those names that you're just like, oh, yeah, I know who that is, but you don't really know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Great name. I mean, it sounds like llamas.
Yeah.
Have I told you guys about the time that my... let's bring on our guest, and then I have a llama story.
Man, hilarious comedian, actress, filmmaker. She is one of the producers of disoriented comedy, Asko Akotska.
Thank you. Hi. Yeah,
wait, did we get it right? I don't want to fuck it up.
Asko Akotska?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. All right.
I like didn't believe myself.
I mean, that happens.
That's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to believe. Yeah. You.
Yeah. You have to have confidence.
Right. Just spit it out. Yeah.
Okay. Akotska.
Just spit it out. Wait, what was your llama?
Oh, speaking of spitting it out, when I was in sixth grade, I was playing Foursquare on the playground with my best friend Mo Kelly, and I heard, like, off in the distance the sound of, like, a bunch of kids screaming, and I looked to the far side of the playground, and there was a llama just running rampant on our playground. Like it went from, like, regular recess to, like, a scene from a disaster. There was a llama just, like, clomping and, like, scared and, like, spitting, and kids just parting like the Red Sea and screaming for dear life. And the llama came, like, clomping out to, like, where we were playing Foursquare. And, like, me and this girl, Becky Farmer, like, all we could do was just run. Like, we just grabbed hands. Like, we looked at each other. And this llama, like, I still remember, like, clomped through the, like, corridor and down to the teacher's copy room where a bunch of teachers were hiding for dear life as we, the kids, were chased by a fucking llama. Then we went into the coffee room with the teachers, and me and Becky Farmer had to wait in the coffee room while three of the fifth grade teachers got the llama under control, and the animal services came for the llama.
Oh, man, rogue llama.
Wow. Yeah. Oh.
Do you have any idea where it came from or went to?
It was later revealed that it was, like, one of those weird people who has, like, weird pets, had a pet llama that got loose and then wrecked havoc on an elementary school campus. But I mean, like, it was one of the most, I think that was, like, to date at that point, like, the scariest thing that had happened to me. I mean, it was really close to us, like, like, clearly scarier, like, aggravated.
Scarier or less scary than when you were pissed on by the lion?
That wasn't scary as much as gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't feel like my safety, that just hurt.
Okay.
You got close enough to a lion to for it to pee on me.
I went to zoo camp as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. No, I've never had these kinds of experiences. Yeah. Never.
What's the closest animal you've ever been to?
Me?
That's
a dog.
A weird question.
What's the closest animal?
You ever, like, see
emotionally
a question coming out of your mouth and you're like, this, I'm going to stop halfway through. That's hilarious.
There's something so close you can should really get.
Yeah.
I hate an ostrich. You hate an ostrich?
I hate ostriches.
What about emus? I just hung out with an emu.
Emu,
I'm fine.
Man.
Is it at a zoo?
No, it was at this hippie land trust in Atlanta. If you're ever in Atlanta and you have nothing to do and you're really hungover, go to the Lake Clair Land Trust, hang out with Big Lou, the emu.
That sounds great.
Good name.
Feed him. It was weird because he was like behind a fence.
Yeah.
And he wanted to eat all of the leaves that we had, but he had a shitload of leaves. He was just an attention whore.
He wanted those leaves.
Yeah. One of the leaves that you always want, the leaves you can't have, you know?
Leaves are always greener.
Emu lessons.
Yeah.
Leaves are always greener. Yeah, that's a good saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what they call them? Sometimes I trip up over words.
The leaves are always greener. Why not?
Always greener. Don't get so emotional. The leaves are always greener.
You said it as if he owed you money. You're like, I got this emu. Emu.
Yeah, you know.
Emu. It's like, that's a vocal warm-up.
Last time I saw him was when I was with my boyfriend, so I felt like he needed to, like, hear about what happened.
Wait, so you went double dipping?
I've been twice. Well, that's how I found out about it last time I was there.
But you liked it enough to revisit.
I had nothing to do. It was a nice day. It was like, it's outside. You would love it. It's like this. It's like this little commune type of place. It's just open to the public, and they've got, like, It was all, it was awesome. There's a, an old swing that was in there, and we were like just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And this little girl ran up. I was on the swing, of course, and a girl, mm-hmm. a little girl ran up, and I gave it to her, and she's like, "Thank you!" And she just dove headfirst into the swing and was swinging. And her mom was like, "Oh, you have to see your dance to Single Ladies." And I'm like, oh, what? And, but the girl wouldn't do it. She was like, "No, I don't want to." It was adorable. It was great. So
Big Lou was just like, "I'm over here."
Yeah, yeah. Big Lou was pretty pissed.
Who cares about this? Yeah,
we even watch his Single Ladies dance.
Oh my god, an emo dancing to Single Ladies would be pretty great.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about Single Ladies after the Beyonce concert. I forget who said it, but someone's like, "She didn't play Single Ladies," and I was like, "Beyonce doesn't need Single Ladies anymore."
No, yeah, she's over it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, but like, to me, Single Ladies, I have like a Pavlovian reaction to it because it's always played at the fucking bouquet toss.
Of course.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like awful. A, you got to get up. Yeah, it's a.
It instills a sense of dread in me, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I literally, like, was in direct path of the last bouquet toss I was in front of about 2 weeks ago, and I just ran away. I was like, I'm not... No, I don't think anybody I was with wanted it.
No one wants it.
It shouldn't create that kind of, like, war feeling, you know? No. Like, I need to get there.
No.
Yeah, anxiety,
you know? It's both, like, embarrassing and competitive. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, yeah, there, no one wants... To, like, you don't want it, but you, like, you're getting, like, harangued out there. And, like, if you don't go, someone at your table will be like, "Come on.
You gotta get up there.
Come on."
I mean, the only reason I did it was so that I could show any guys there. Like, "Well, yes, I am single." Yeah. But then I avoided the bouquet. You know what I mean? That's single, but I don't want commitment. Avoid the bouquet.
Smack it down and make eye contact with the guy with dreadlocks.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're putting off signal. I mean, that's where everyone goes to hook up, right? It's weddings.
Weddings? But, like, wedding. But like, if you're there with like your boyfriend and you're not married yet,
oh yeah, that's a terrible
situation. Yeah, I for sure understand advertising that you're cock hungry.
Well, that's easy for me because I just wear a shirt that says it. So.
Yeah,
it's such a beautiful wedding outfit.
Yeah, along with my forehead tattoo.
Yeah,
just really.
I like that over the course of the dancing, like the makeup that covers it comes off.
Right.
So why rub it off?
Yeah. During Single Ladies, that's what happens. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I had an incident this week. You guys want to hear about it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was on the plane traveling. I had a horrible plane trips. They were all bad. The first one was literally like me. I was traveling with Alex Hooper, another comic. We were in separate rows, and I was literally like, "Yeah, this is it. I'm gonna die on this trip." Like,
oh,
it was so bumpy. There were people praying.
Oh God!
We heard a little kid keep yelling, "I can't throw up." The woman next to me started like putting her hand over her mouth, and it was like, "Have you never heard of a fucking..."
The bar fag
is right there.
It's right there next to Skyway.
She didn't know about it.
Oh,
she like on. the girl had next to her had to give it to her.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever used a barf bag?
I have. But as a kid, it was someone else giving it to me. I wouldn't have known.
So. I guess maybe
I lifted a girl recently who asked me if I had barf bags, and I said no. And she was like, "That's okay." And then she took all of the things out of her purse, and then she just sat there with her empty purse.
Oh,
and I was like, "Don't do that. Don't hold it." And then she just was like, "I think I can make it." And it was the most tense lift ride I've ever driven.
Can you just be like, "No,
I told her, I was like, I can just pull over and you can, we're close to your house." It was in Silver Lake. It was fine. Right. I was like, "You can just walk home if you think you're going to puke." And she's like, "No, I think I'll be fine." She was so matter of fact about it.
Because when you're in that state, you do have to communicate in like single syllable words.
It just was so funny because she just was like, wallet, cell phone, makeup out of the purse.
What a chance.
And it was like a nice purse. I was like, "Jesus, how often have you done this?"
She probably had a special lining in there, just like disposable lining.
I know. I was like, "Do people, is that like a common occurrence? I'd never heard of that
She's
before.
She's very responsible. She's like considerate. She's
Like,
not on your car, not in your bar.
Which I appreciate.
It's a partier who's been places.
That's a lady who likes to lunch.
And then she was able to get out of it by positive talking.
Yeah.
I think I can make it. Yeah. It's really responsible.
I think I've got this.
Thomas the Tank Engine. That vomit.
It had that feeling. It just was so emotionally detached, just like,
I'm gonna be fine, I think. Oh, I gotta make sure I get my tampons out of here.
Throwing up is one of those. And I'm sorry that this is disgusting to talk about, but it is like one of those things you can kind of control. Like,
yeah, to a degree,
it can.
Yeah. Like, you know within a minute. Like, you know your window, I think, right? Yeah,
I definitely had a couple no warning projectiles.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. You guys haven't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, I usually can like feel it and hold it if I need
I've puked like 4 times in my entire life. So.
You're like my brother. My brother hasn't puked since he was like 10.
Yeah. The last time I puked was for revenge. So it's like that's...
Of course.
Yeah. So you like even forced it out.
No, I did the gallon milk challenge because an enemy in college challenged me to it. And I was like, I'll do it as long as I do it in your apartment. And then I puked all over his bathroom. Because I was like, I'm not going to make it, but I'll do it in your place.
Wait, why were you... What? Why were you there?
There was a friend that had a crush on him and I needed to... I was around. I didn't want to be. And he was
protecting your friend.
Yeah. Mm. And I was... It shouldn't have. He should never have been around as much as he was. That he was an asshole, and it was like, all right, well, you want me to do this? All right, we're doing it in your house. And then I like went into the bathroom because I was like, well, I'm gonna puke. And I looked at his toilet, and then I looked to the left of his toilet, and I just puked right next to his toilet.
Oh. Now, what did you do when you came out?
I was like, I guess you won. I'm gonna go, and I just left.
Oh, yeah,
hardcore.
Yeah.
So, we need a Brandy's Revenge theme song. If somebody wants to write one of those,
Brandy, you would appreciate this.
Yeah.
I was getting tacos at the taco stand over there, mm-hmm. and there was this car that was parked there, and it just had like all these like really sexist bumper stickers on it, and like these really just mean. It was just like, it was like horn broke it. Like there was one like, if wife isn't here, check the trunk and just like shit like that. So waiting for my taco, it was broad daylight and I just walked over and just hawked a loogie.
I do appreciate
that. Just based on the bumper stickers. I meant to tell you about that.
Yes, perfect. That's great.
Although there are some stickers you can't peel off if it was a used car.
Oh, now I feel bad.
No. He could have. Life finds a way.
Yeah,
life finds a way.
Yeah.
Also, you're not going to buy that car.
It's true.
He could have put something else over it. He could have written "not" after it.
Yeah, it could have been very convenient. He's like, I think these things. This is a great car for me. The stickers are already on it. I don't have to do the work. You know
what
I mean?
Deal breaker.
So he was probably an asshole.
Okay,
you're right.
You.
Yeah,
I was ironic quotes around all the bumper stickers.
Kristen Clifford, a very funny comic, has been on the show. She posted one that was like on the side, on like a passenger side door that said, "No fat chicks. Car will scrape."
Yeah, that sticker was on it.
Oh.
That was one of the stickers on it.
Oh. You know what? Listeners, if you see some shit like that in the wild, pull a test. Pull a Brandy. Hock a loogie on that fucking car.
Drink a gallon of milk.
I was inspired by you, Brandy. Like, I was embracing my inner Brandy, and I have to say it felt great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't it feel good? Small acts of revenge.
Yes.
The person doesn't even need to know, but you know that you set the world right a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, it just,
yeah.
It feels good. Get you through the day.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. Small act, like, it's like the most low stakes vigilanteism possible. It's amazing.
It's the universal opposite of random acts of kindness.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, wait.
Okay, so you're on the plane. You're on the plane.
Yeah, you're on the plane.
Anyway, that was the first plane ride. It was a nightmare, whatever. So it was just kind of like tumultuous traveling. And so this was like coming back and. We're in line and it's like, I'm on American Airlines. I don't really use them, but they have groups or whatever. It's like group two. We're like about to go through the thing. And they say group three over the thing. And this husband and wife just like cut in line right in front of us.
Mm-mm.
And by the way, I had seen the husband going through security and he was so fucking stupid. Ugh. He didn't take everything out of his pockets like 5 times.
That is inexcusable. You've got to know how to get through the security line.
How hard is it?
Learn that shit. It is not hard.
And so he had his wallet in first, and then he's like, I can't take this. And they're like, no. He's like, even the money? He thought they were going to take the money out of his wallet while it was in the thing.
No.
So he puts the money back in his pocket. They're like, you cannot have anything in your pockets. And then he holds the money in his hand, and I'm just watching him. Like, he's so stupid. So this is the same guy that cuts in line with him and his fucking wife in like matching fucking t-shirts, whatever.
What were the t-shirts?
They were not matching t-shirts. They were just polo shirts that looked the exact. Like, they were same style.
Ugh.
So they
like
come in front of us.
At the beginning of 101 Dalmatians. I hate
what?
You know, like when the owners with their dogs, when a couple does that, it's disgusting.
It was exactly, they looked the same.
Yeah.
And so I didn't really care because it was like two people. And what to me, I was like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. Yeah. And it was also literally like 5 in the morning. So I'm like, I'm not going to, I don't give a shit.
It's fine.
But the lady behind me starts talking shit. And the lady behind me was like, oh, guess just anybody can cut in line these days. Like, she just starts like talking under her breath. And I'm like, oh, boy. And the woman in front of us, the wife, looks at us and she's just like, excuse me. Oh, and like, no. like gets in my space.
What? Now she's being rude.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you did cut. Like, yeah. And I don't care that you cut, but don't pretend like you didn't. Yeah. Like, it really doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you were pretending like you didn't cut in line.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I said that. I was like, don't pretend like you didn't just cut in line.
You're like, obviously.
And she was like, I don't know. My husband just told me to come over here.
I'll do everything your husband says.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm not stupid. I saw what happened. She's like, I'm not saying you are. And she, like, Southern accent. And I was just like, okay. And then like, she's just being real bitchy. And we get up to the place and she follows her husband. I'm like, go run after him. Go after him.
Hell yeah, you did.
And she was like, you better shut your mouth.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hit me on an airplane. See what happens.
That was like really intense very quickly. And it's all because the lady behind me was talking shit. But then I was like, don't pretend like you didn't just cut in line. I'm not a fucking idiot.
She needed to have some gratitude for the fact that you didn't say shit.
Yeah, I didn't care. And there was like you cut in front of like 75 people.
Seriously.
You know? So it was just like, your husband's an idiot and he doesn't know how to do anything.
And suddenly he knows where to go.
Yeah, exactly. At the like airport, when that happens, he knows where to go.
You're familiar with lines. You've seen them before. I don't care what happened before you were married. What did you do? Just wander around? I mean, like,
I
really,
know. I knew though when I was saying that, I was like, go ahead. Go run after you. This is gonna be.
Then you went on the plane ride. That was.
This was the first ride back. But then we had to go on both flights. I had to like see them everywhere.
Good.
Oh my god.
You know what though? I like it because she lashed back because she knew she was wrong.
Yeah,
and she can't. Think of her.
Brandy wants to revenge Mark.
Giving Brandy revenge for the balls.
Did she have spiky hair? I feel like in my mind's eye, she had like that like gel
soccer mom
spiky
hair.
Yeah, she doesn't. Okay.
What about a matching necklace bracelet earring combo?
I don't know. I was too busy staring in the dark pit of her soul to see.
Oh, man. You know what? Her life, the life that she chose for herself is the only revenge that you need. Just know that she...
Yeah,
like,
no, I didn't
her
care.
Her doesn't matter. She's married to an idiot that holds his money. He probably cut in line because he was, like, counting his money and over again because he forgot how to count. He just was like, I don't know what comes
next.
He was very
stupid.
But see, this is why I don't know that we should continue on with our country's jury and voting system.
Yeah, really? I know. You want that guy on a fucking jury?
No.
Jury of your peers? No. Nobody's peers.
I don't trust anybody's peers.
Yeah. Can they be like, not even my peers? Like,
certainly not.
Certainly not my peers. I just was like, my peers. I was like, but maybe like my,
no.
Like the people that I was in AP classes with in high school, they can judge me, I think. Not even all of them. At the very least, learn how to go through security line. If you don't know how to do it, what you do, pick the most weathered lesbian in security because they are so good. Because their bags are always, it's like watching a ballet in security. It's my favorite fucking thing. Like watching like with like the like khaki vests.
Oh yeah.
That just like have all of their stuff. Their vest comes off. Everything.
That lesbian was my dad for 10 years. my dad was so into a cargo vest.
It's so graceful to behold somebody that does security right.
Here's how you do security right. I shouldn't have been saying this, but I love you guys, my lady listeners. Get the fucking TSA pre-check. Yeah. I don't want everyone to have it.
How much is it?
It's like $85 for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
That's 5 years?
Yeah.
You feel so superior to everyone.
Yes.
It makes flying, like you can't wait to get to the airport and feel better than people.
Yep.
It is wonderful. It's changed my life. You don't have to take off your shoes. Idea. You can leave your laptop in the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just walk straight through.
Yeah. Do it. Make the appointment and do it. But only you guys. Don't tell other people.
Yeah.
Right.
Special. Of course. Put in discount code, lady to lady.
Yeah. Sponsored by the TSA.
All right, we'll be back.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Otsko, everybody.
Yay.
Yeah.
And we're going to play a little game. Did you ever have a MySpace page?
Yes, I did. Oh, my goodness.
We found it. Just kidding.
Oh, boy.
We always think that, isn't it just so creepy that like that time capsule is just
online somewhere?
On the internet somewhere?
Yeah. We can't get back in there. I tried.
You did try?
Yeah.
I got back into my... I think I talked about this, but it was just like a bunch of creepy messages from a guy being like, you remind me of Tina Fey. Will you marry me? And I was like, yikes.
Compliments,
so don't
though.
Get back in there. Yeah. Trust me, it won't be...
Now I want to.
You're like, oh, I remember these now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you ever play those quizzes they have where it's just like you kind of like answer all these weird questions about your day?
I think so. I remember, kind of.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I don't remember that.
People would post them as like a bulletin. Remember bulletins?
Yeah. Okay. So it's like, it's okay. Yeah.
Should we bring these back, you guys? MySpace quizzes onto Facebook? Just like.
Just the longest post.
The longest post. Like,
they do. Some people do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but not this bad.
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to play the MySpace quiz. Here's a new. Here's a new
hot new track.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
That's a song.
I've got a MySpace. It'll put a smile on your face. Now it's time for a MySpace quiz. Quiz.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So that's why you guys should
I want a music video
cover this.
Right? Yeah, actually, I think that one's
that's
good.
Not terrible.
Yeah. Our voices are not bad in that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel pretty good about it.
I do too.
Yeah.
Pretty good for throwing it together, just being in the studio for a few hours.
Quick,
you know,
3 hours.
Putting down the mix. So we're going to get to know you better by asking you some MySpace questions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very important things like... Have you dated someone twice?
These were the things they were asking?
Yes.
I do not remember. these questions.
That's a perfect answer. I mean, just answer this as
yeah,
now.
Yeah, have I dated someone twice? No.
No?
Yeah. No.
So when you break up with someone, it's done?
Oh, yeah. I thought you didn't remember if you dated someone twice.
Oh,
before.
No. I don't remember that these epic questions were being passed around on MySpace as bulletins.
You might have been really busy and not had this time to kill.
You know?
That's what it usually was when I had like a paper to write. I'd be like, what if I just told everybody nothing about myself?
How long ago was MySpace around?
So like I still had it. I had it in college, so at least until 2006.
Yeah.
I feel like its heyday was like 2004, 2005. Yeah.
And I know for a fact in 2008, suddenly I was just like the only person on there.
You were the last person on MySpace?
So maybe you got on late and then you were like...
I had my 20 friends on there. So yeah, 2008, it was still kind of around.
It was still popping off a little bit.
But what were you doing, like Atsuko, what were you doing around like 2006 that maybe was keeping you... From not as lame as us.
Yeah.
And on all the time.
And no, I was in high school.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Oh, so you should have been really lame.
No, I was. I was like dating a guy in the valley. I couldn't find anybody in my own high school. So I started dating someone from another high school.
So you were commuting. You were commuting instead of filling out
distance MySpace relationships.
Quizzes.
Yeah, I was commuting a lot. Yeah.
That was like so exotic in high school though, to like date someone who didn't go to your school.
Yeah, until like they came and they were like, oh, this is the guy that you're talking about, you know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Telling everyone about them is way cooler than meeting them.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember a really weird guy I dated with big teeth who, like, everyone I didn't like.
Wait, he had big teeth and so that's why your friends didn't like him?
No.
He just happened to have
I
big
just
teeth.
Think that was, like, a defining feature because when we kissed, it was, like, very, like... teeth in your face.
Yeah.
You know.
I've stuck face with some big teeth myself.
Yeah, I mean...
It's distracting.
You know, obviously, you know, big teeth, small teeth alike, people can kiss.
Yeah, I have big teeth.
Right. He couldn't. And he was also very fucking weird, and my friends were like, who the fuck is this creep you met on the internet?
Did he have big hands and big teeth? Were you dating a giant? Or were they...
I don't know. I don't even know if I had sex with him. I think I did. I don't remember.
Was it a walrus?
Yes.
Were you making out the walrus?
I am the walrus. I made out with myself. Okay, so another MySpace question. Ooh. Quiz question.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm having a blast.
What did you do for your last birthday?
Oh, my last birthday. I just went to Edendale, this bar right by my house.
Oh, that's the birthday
so
bar.
Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I know the date matters, I think, for us talking.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Doesn't matter.
I know that, but this birthday, my birthday is coming up in 4 days, actually.
Oh, yeah. You're doing this weekend.
Yes, yeah. And I would love for y'all to come, but I know you're also doing a dance party.
Oh, it's on Friday?
Oh, it's that night.
Yeah. Which I totally would love to go to.
We'll come after. It's You'll be getting drunk. Why would you do that when you're right next to your house?
Silver Lake Lounge.
It's Silver Lake Lounge.
Silver Lake Lounge. Yeah. And yeah. I think it was a cool theme, too.
Yeah, it's Prince and Bowie, right?
Prince and Bowie.
Oh, yeah, it's a Prince Bowie dance party.
It is a Prince and
Bowie. You guys will hear, it's funny, because this is, yeah, the time, this is coming out, like, in a while after that. Mm-hmm. So you guys will hear whatever stories happen on the Prince Bowie night in, like, a few weeks. I don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, from here, you'll hear it in, like, three
But
it'll
weeks. Also be, like, months after it actually
This is too much, like, Time Traveler's Wife.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Some very low stakes time traveling.
Well, we'll be partying, like, in parallel universes, basically.
Yes, yeah.
Do you like to do, like, a bar birthday? Is that your usual go-to?
I think I do it because it's a thing so many people do.
Right.
And so I figured that's the easiest way to
Yeah, it's the easiest way for everyone to show up and say hi and like do thing.
No pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want it to be a pressure thing, but for some reason I just wanted like a bunch of different worlds to meet this year, you know, that I friends that I've been collecting in different pockets.
Right. And like now I will reveal you to each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like that, or is that stressful at all? Because I feel like sometimes when my worlds collide, I'm like, I don't know how this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe she's hand selected people who she wants to interact.
That's true.
They all do pretty good usually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think for some reason. Maybe they all like end up the people that I hang out with or get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Same wavelength, you know?
Because they have you in common. So there's obviously something.
Yeah, I'm not inviting, you know, jocks from frat. You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I know. I just always like
frat buddies.
Yeah. I always feel the pressure to walk around and be like, you like this and you like this. So
Yeah. I think it stresses me out because I am kind of different around different people. Like if I have for example, like all my if I have a bunch of like musical theater people, like I'm kind of like more my musical theater self versus I'm trying to think of like a group of people that I'd be.
Oh
like,
yeah. I mean my friends back home, my like musical theater friends, we are like the biggest nerds of all time. Like, all right, well, here it comes.
And like I'm down to dissect Hamilton for 3 hours with those people, but then I'm like I feel like I need to be making sure that everyone's talking about things that like everyone wants to talk
about.
It's
cool. I get to like be like well, I mean, I'm lame, but I mean, I get to be like really nerdy with them, and then I'm in LA. I'm like, I'm cool.
Where do you think you're coolest? Like, who are you the coolest around? You
know? Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I'm always curious.
Huh. Being cool is such a weird, it's such an interesting thing to think about.
Or like very aware of yourself.
Right.
Where you're, you know?
Yeah. I definitely, traveling is always fun because, like, you know, we are from LA, so I feel like, and I'm trying to like upgrade my wardrobe and stuff. So definitely in the South, when I was kind of like walking around like cute clothes, I was like, all right, I feel pretty cool. You know?
So by yourself.
No, around other comics. So like around strangers. I was like, I felt pretty.
Yeah.
Felt pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I had tucked I don't know how to dress still. I'm still trying to figure it out, and I keep tucking in my shirts into my pants because I don't. Nothing is fitting me correctly. And somebody's like, "Is that a bodysuit?" And I was like, "No, but thank you."
And is it like an LA thing too? They go like, "Oh, is that like an LA thing? Is that a part of what makes you feel like?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're noticing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like
they know you're a little edgier. I don't know.
Yeah,
edgy
from the Best Coast. Everyone thinks California is sexy, right?
Yeah,
definitely. So
there was a
when I lived in
there was a show. There was a store called not Pacific Sunwear. It was Pacific. It was like a more high end Pac Sun.
Hollister?
No. It was called Pacific something. It was like Pacific. It was like a one off thing, but it was like all styles from California. I mean, all my friends like would go there in middle school and just be like, "What are the California people wearing?"
Right. Yeah. I mean, surfers and shit. Of course, they're the coolest. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was always where we like checked in to see like where our style was at with it.
Yeah. Turns out like they never changed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys feel cool? We're all cool, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm fucking. We're so chill.
Yeah.
Oh, that was no doubt.
I know.
Super fucking cool.
Yeah.
I will say though, like I feel like when I'm home around my friends, like I kind of tend to be like the ringleader in my friends, and I feel like now that I live in LA, I know a lot of ringleaders.
Mm-hmm. It's all ringleaders.
Yeah,
out
it's
here.
All ringleaders out here. So I'm willing.
It's all ringleaders, and the clowns are running the circus.
Yes, basically.
That's all.
So I'm much more content out here, just to kind of like take a backseat sometimes to be like, oh yeah, no, I trust all these people. Like I've put in my time in charge, and I am not gonna fight for it sometimes out here. So I'm like, yeah, no, it's fine, cool. Everyone that moved here worked really hard to be here, so I'll do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, my friends from home are, like, also badass, though. Like, two of my best friends from high school are, like, really cool, like, physical therapists. Mm-hmm. And then, like, one of them's a park ranger. And then, like, one of them's just, like, a really good yoga teacher who's an awesome surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just know I'm just, like, I'm cool, so, like, everyone I know is cool.
That's great. You were blessed.
Quote of the week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
hold
let's...
on. I got one for you. This is crazy. Have you ever walked outside in your PJs? Have you ever? I know that's like asking. That's maybe a little
this
bit.
This is a little risque. Scandalous.
Maybe a little much.
Well, oh boy. I'm like, yes.
Oh, damn girl.
Like a slip or something. I don't wear PJs to go to sleep. It's a uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You sleep naked?
I do.
I like want to sleep naked because I like being naked, but like I feel like it actually keeps me awake.
Yeah?
I can't do it. And also I don't really have the fear of like having to run outside in the middle of the night, but I think it's there a little bit.
Oh, I never even like considered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what do you my think fear is.
I do, totally. But I honestly don't care that, like, if I have to run out, like...
You'll be naked.
You're going to empathize.
Yeah.
Please, you know, don't judge me. You know, that my
That's
house
That's true.
Just
everybody will
down.
Be concerned. Yeah. Either, you know? Like, everyone will be running outside or they're... Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Like, we're all in a chaotic... It was a chaotic thing that happened.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's God forbid.
Attention.
Like, you could have to run out. There are times when you're naked when you could also have to run out when you're not sleeping.
Right.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, in a shower.
Yeah.
In between clothing, mm-hmm. while you're changing, yeah.
While you're
run
fucking?
Out of the house,
yeah.
While you're, yeah, like a
God, what? Oh, God.
Like emergency fresh air situation. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Emergency fresh air.
I want a mid fuck breather
alert. This is a message from the emergency broadcast system.
You all need a nice breath of fresh air.
Gotta go. I think I would rather run out of the house naked than run out in just a t-shirt.
Not
no,
me.
Why?
Because it's like an awkward look. I just hate
it's
like
an awkward look.
But I feel like I could pull a t-shirt down over my crotch. Like I would have something.
Depending on what you're wearing, I don't know. Like naked in socks makes me want to kill myself. I can't.
I know. Why do you guys wear socks? I mean, this is such like one of those tropes. But like the socks when during fucking thing.
Yeah.
Gotta get a grip.
Do you wear socks when you fuck?
No.
Barbara's got like those hospital socks. Reason. Barbara's got the ones that
you
those wear.
Little booties.
Yeah, the booties with the little balls in the bottom of them.
No, I think actually maybe I do. I mean, obviously it depends. I don't know.
I guess I just don't wear socks that often.
I do. Yeah. I wear socks a lot.
Pretty rare.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's good.
I'll like realize a lot of times, I guess it's better that I realize after, but I'll realize a lot of times like after Sean and I have had sex, like when we get up, I'm like, you were wearing fucking socks? Like, I don't notice while it's happening.
That's good.
But yeah. I mean, I remember when Julia Binsfeld was on talking about like how gross it is to see it. I mean, I think for a
man
girl,
naked
I think a
shirt.
Girl just in a shirt is perfectly fine. A man in just a shirt with like
it's rough.
That's a bad look. I would rather much rather see a naked.
Oh, you
man.
Mean with a dick?
With well, just a shirt, okay. Yeah. And
yeah. No, I agree with that. I guess I was just thinking of like just wearing like just a t-shirt outside. I'd just be like, I don't know, I'd just feel weird about it personally. But
you would.
I think
so. You
okay.
would then. Just
I would just rather
do
not wear
or
anything or be wearing an entire outfit, preferably an outfit. But I don't know.
I don't know. Then you just cut a crop top, you know.
Yeah. I mean, would you want the t-shirt if we give you the option of you can turn it into like a mini skirt if you want? Like, would you want that fabric?
I think I would want to like make somebody feel bad so they bought me a robe.
Oh, okay.
I think I would use my nakedness to get something.
This isn't all the way naked, but one time when I was staying at the hotel in Vancouver, I'd gone down to the hot tub and then I went to go back upstairs and
key
card wasn't working to get in the elevator. So I was just wearing my bikini and it was like check-in time. So there was just like a shitload. I like went to like talk to the front desk and I was like hiding behind a bowl of fruit. Like just like, there was all these men in suits.
You didn't have a towel?
No.
I just left it in a room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bikini naked in a hotel is like when you're wearing a bathing suit and no one else is wearing a bathing suit around you, that's like a special kind of panic.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when it's a surprise for everyone.
No.
Wait, I have a theory about the socks thing. I'm sitting on this.
Oh, okay.
I just think it's like the unsexiest thing to take off. Maybe that's why guys don't. Because it's like
check this
taking
out.
Off your socks is like gross, kind of. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe guys don't do it because it's like a weird move to.
I guess I just always take my socks off with my shoes. It's a one movement.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at home, I'm almost. I have slippers. I'm a slippers person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're always slipping your slippers off before you.
Yeah, which is kind of hot. Right. Well, I have those tiger slippers. I mean, maybe you know, we'll get weird one night. But...
slipping off the slippers. Yeah, so good.
Slip it off
some
and slip
tiger,
it in.
Some tiger
role play?
Role play. Thank you. God damn it.
Oh, God.
I haven't had sex in so long. All right.
Let's see what else we got. Have you ever
mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm just reading.
Left the house without money? I don't know. Stop.
Where are you doing leaving the house? This is the leaving the house version of this.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
What happened?
I don't know. Okay, let's try a better one.
Have you ever been arrested?
Oh, I have once, yeah.
That
wasn't a MySpace question.
It was. It's on this list.
Oh, my goodness. That's like the batter version. Did you get the batter version, Barbara?
Yeah. I got the bad boy.
Yeah. MySpace bad boy question.
MySpace bad boy. Have you ever put your shades down on your face?
Tipped your shades at a priest? What'd you get arrested?
What'd you get arrested for?
I got arrested for what I thought was drunk driving, I don't know who thought it anymore, because I was fine.
Right.
I was completely fine.
They thought you were drunk driving, but
so
you
I
just
guess
were
they
driving.
Thought I was, yeah, but then, so, because they didn't really tell me what they were cuffing me for.
Oh, shit.
So I wasn't sure, yeah.
And oh.
And then when I showed up to the cell, they said, oh, yeah, you know, it's for a DUI. But then I saw that they had wrote 0.007 for what I breathed into the breathalyzer test.
Yeah.
And it's a 0.08 in California.
Yeah.
So it was this crazy thing where, because I didn't say anything, I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was my arrest.
That's maddening.
Yeah.
Did you get charged with the DUI?
I did not, yeah. I got a lawyer, though, because there's so much that's unsaid if you don't ask a lot of questions.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, well, they must be right. I don't know. So, yeah.
That's point of order, happened. Never assume the cops are right. Politely, yeah. Never assume the cops are right, I think is a good way to
right.
be.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, I wasn't about to become, like, you know,
yeah,
a hashtag. I didn't want to be, like, you know,
oh,
I just
yeah.
put it. I've had, like, cops, you know, put me in the back of their car and, like, say things that, you know, like, hold me for reasons that I knew weren't right. But, yeah, it's this weird thing. I think cops are the only... I'm still a little scared of them.
Yeah.
Although I'm a pretty ballsy person, but with cops, I don't mess with them.
Oh, my God.
David.
Like, I just peed a little bit.
Oh, man. So did they just let you go?
It was just like overnight.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was.
What happened to your car in that situation? Like...
Yeah.
Do they tow it or do they?
They tow it.
They usually do tow it, yeah. But someone was in my. I had a passenger, so he had to drive it away. Yeah.
That happened to me. I was with people that got a DUI and I had to be the one that drove away and, like, watched my friends go off to jail. And the cop was just like, all right, here's your friend's car keys. And I was just like, all right. It was the worst feeling. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just in Atlanta for that festival and. A comic who will go unnamed, Eli Uden. he showed up. And he had, like, the first night I saw him, he had this big, like, scrape on his face.
Oh, no.
He had fucking, the first night, gotten drunk, got arrested for public intoxication, and spent the night in jail.
Jesus, Eli.
I really feel like public intoxication
Fuck
is
you.
Bullshit.
That's such a... Unless public he... And he wasn't... He just fell on a sidewalk and then got arrested. Like,
Seems like an excuse for them to just abuse people. Public intoxication is the entire state of, like, Louisiana.
Yeah, unless you're, like, harassing somebody.
Why don't they just... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're making, like, a nuisance of yourself and, like, making people feel unsafe, that's one thing. But if you're just, like, drunk walking around a little bit loud, like...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's like if you're not walking that street and you need to take a little naparoo.
Right.
They should really just have naparoo units for those people.
That's all they wanted.
I've literally always thought that every city, every place should just have that. Just like every corner, wherever there's a 7-Eleven, there should be a place next to a 7-Eleven that you can just, like, rent a pod for 2 hours and just take a fucking nap.
Those need to be everywhere. Why don't those exist?
Japan has them, I think.
I think they do, yeah. But I don't know. I guess they're for, like, short term. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like between happy hour or something. Like, you can just go and, like, all you want, like,
just sleep happy
hour naparoo.
Yeah, happy hour naparoo sounds like just the ticket.
Yeah, so you don't have to drive if you're tired. I mean, all kinds of accidents happen if you're tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Guys, I'm not going to start a Kickstarter, but...
Somebody should make sleeping in public a little bit more legal.
Get on that. We'll be back.
We are back.
We're back on Lady to Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Atsuko Okatsuka.
Hi.
And we are going to solve some lady problems. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Oh. This is, we have people write in. Yeah. Is this a good one?
No, the new theme song.
Oh, so God.
I was just preparing for it.
This is probably our most iconic song.
Yeah, this is, Lady Problems is the game we play every episode. Mm-hmm. And so we play it every episode. That's our danciest song. Yeah. And, you know, this is a little bit of a remix, we'll just say.
Let's take it away, David.
Yeah.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them. Oh,
excuse me. Except on my own line.
Yeah, we added a new lyric to the end of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go to our SoundCloud and make a cover of our original one, please.
Somebody.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, guys. Love you, mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also, so a couple weeks ago, we did a lady problem about a girl who had her sister was getting involved in a cult in Australia. Mm. And we've actually gotten a couple people that have written in some advice, which has been really, really awesome. But if the original girl is listening, you submitted through the website, and I think you typed your email address wrong because we can't forward anything to you. Like, we have two great emails. So if you're listening, shoot us an email at ladytolady@maximumfun.org because we have some advice from people who have been in that similar situation we want to send your way. And also, they just wanted us to let you know that there's something called the Cult Information and Family Support Group, and it's an Australian group that deals with that exact type of situation. Mm. So get in touch with us so we can forward you a couple of responses and check that out too. So.
Yeah, the Cult Information and Family Support Group. God, there are a lot of people getting sucked into these cults.
I know.
Yeah.
When's your turn?
I'm surprised, honestly, that it hasn't happened yet. I could be duped into Scientology. I mean, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
Happen.
Well, I mean,
if Channing Tatum told me to do it, I would.
Really?
Just to tell you. Yeah.
He doesn't even have to be a part of it. He's just to tell me.
If I could see him in just a t-shirt for the rest of my life, I might just
Magic Mike XXL had a cult. I mean, I'm obviously already a part
already
of it,
in it.
But
it's like Brandy's worst nightmare, just a t-shirt.
Channing Tatum in just a t-shirt. He couldn't even pull off just a t-shirt, I don't think. Because he would look better in other ways.
But he definitely would look better, but yeah, he'd still be able to see his butt.
Because he would look better in other ways.
You know
just
what?
Like the worst look.
I feel like it's like the just the t-shirt thing related to socks is what about when you're wearing socks and then you step in like wet. Like you go in the bathroom or something.
Oh,
that to
worst.
Me is like the grossest. Like, I think
that's like hell. That would be hell if like a constant wet sock.
Oh just one. And like slightly moist.
Just one.
No.
Just one wet sock.
Yeah, that's how you grow things, like down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Algae?
No. Yeah.
Fungus?
Funguses. Yeah.
Athlete's butt.
Forms of green stuff. Yeah.
Oh man.
Not kale.
No. Ooh, imagine foot kale.
Toe kale.
Okay, well, let's get into this problem.
Let's start marketing a fake product called toe kale. People will start eating it.
They would.
They might.
Yeah.
They would.
At this point, we're all aware that people regularly eat placenta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that we can't come back as a species. Like, that's...
But don't animals do that? A lot of animals?
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I'm judgmental as fuck about that. I think it's fucking disgusting. No one wants to hear about you eating your placenta. Definitely no one wants to hear about you carrying your placenta around in a bowl while you breastfeed. No one.
What?
Keep your afterbirth in the toilet.
There it is. Keep it.
Or in the hospital room.
Yeah.
Where you just
toilet. that one won't flush. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yikes. All right.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I'm an 18-year-old high school senior that feels forever alone, and then all of a sudden, my friends have been hooking up with people, but I've never come close to having a boyfriend, let alone even been kissed. My friend convinced me to join Tinder and OkCupid, and I met two amazing guys on Tinder. The first guy decided to date someone else, but the second guy was a complete tool to me. He was super flirty and sweet for the first week or so with us texting back and forth, but then we sexted, and that's all he wanted to do with me. Last night, I wanted to know if we were going anywhere, and he called me weird and shy. Now he won't answer my texts or Snapchats. I've given up on him, but it's hurt me a lot. I feel used and betrayed, especially since I'm a virgin and forever have been single. Get off of Tinder. I've always been shy, but it's because my high school is awful people and I've been bullied a lot. I also lack complete self-confidence because I've always been the fat kid, even though I have lost 50 pounds in the last 2 years. I still see myself as a 230-pound woman instead of a 180-pound woman. How do I stay positive that I'll get a man at some point going into college and the real world? Should I just give up already? Do I need to be more confident, or do I need to just get 10 cats and a vibrator? Oh. Thanks.
I think a lot of this is going to work itself out when you go to college.
Yeah.
Because you won't be in the same, like...
Trust me, the real world is much better than high school.
Basically, I feel like... I've never done Tinder, but I've done like other online stuff. It sounds like you're getting like a pretty typical online dating experience. It's just that you shouldn't get that in high school.
No. Don't be on dating sites in high school. Don't date guys who
suck from other high schools.
Right.
And introduce them to your friend.
And then, it's just your practice boyfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is high school's not for, it is for practice. So it's like, good, you know, this guy's a tool. Fuck him. At least you didn't hang out with him in person. He sounds shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even I remember a couple years ago, I tried to make a list of everyone I'd hooked up with, and I contemplated I didn't get to the end of it, but I contemplated not even including the high school people.
Yeah. I mean, how do you expect it to remember all that?
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think the thing is, congratulations, first of all, losing 50 pounds is a lot.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And once you hit the real world, there is no label. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're not going to be looked at as anything. As the fat kid, as whatever. You're going to be looked at as an independent woman who's out there going to school or doing whatever you're doing, you know?
Right.
So you don't have... That's the nice thing about getting out of high school. You get to shed anything that was in the past. So you sound, awesome. Mm-hmm. And just these dudes aren't worth your time. And just kind of go out there and, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's your senior year. Don't be focused on trying to find a boyfriend your senior year of high school. This is this last year that you and your friends in high school are going to be living in the same town all together. It's really important to cherish those friendships.
I mean, at this point, she has 3 months probably.
Yeah. Left. No, exactly.
She has summer left.
You have your summer. You have your summer, when you're listening to this now. And, don't spend that time chasing boys. You will regret it. You will miss that time spent. With
or
your girlfriends.
I'm kind of fine with her chasing boys as long as they're IRL boys.
Well, as long as it's not making you feel bad. As long as it's not making you feel like, oh, fuck, I need to give up and just have cats. And it's like, girl, you're 18.
Yeah. You've got another 18 until we have that discussion.
Yeah.
And plus, if you start dating someone now, let's say you do get serious and then you have to go off to college. Right now, it should totally be about yourself and your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, maybe your family.
It scares me. It scares me that kids are on dating sites.
It's so weird.
Because this is the other thing too. I don't know if these people are real. It could be old perverts that are just catfishing young girls. And then I don't want to even put that thought in your head. But just don't get on dating sites. I would say until you're almost out of college. Because until you're out of school. You have people your own age around you, and you need to build those social skills that you can then use
when
it's hard to
meet
people.
You're going to meet a ton of dudes in college. So yeah. You don't need dating sites for that.
No. I mean, just don't even... I wouldn't even go down that rabbit hole of dating sites, you know?
I think it's hard because it's if you're lonely and it's just a quick fix, you know, which I've definitely done before. It's a lot easier to swipe on somebody and have them swipe on you and then be like, oh, okay, we both are interested. It's a lot easier than approaching somebody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Approaching people is really scary. But I think if you just do your own thing, guys are going to approach you. Mm-hmm. You're going to meet guys who are men and not just boys, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Plus, I don't know. I feel like... If I was still a virgin and being on dating sites, you're sexting with people you don't know. It's a lot of pressure. That's a lot to deal with. I really think will end up hurting you in the long run, that you just should say no. And if your friends think that you should be doing that, I think your friends are wrong. Sorry. I don't think you should be on dating sites at that age. I really don't think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to like, take as a grown-ass adult, you know?
Well, I think
exactly.
These dating sites.
Well, I mean, you have to go on there when at least like some of your soul is dead. Like, you can't...
Well, you're still molding into a person at this age. You don't know who you are or what you want. And then you're opening... As opposed to like... As opposed to just being like, okay, so these are possibilities. And these are like the 10 guys that I know that are possibilities. Like, when you're on a dating site, you're opening up to, oh, these are 1,000 guys and I don't really know any of them. So you haven't gotten any information on any other guys to be able to plug into that. So I feel like it's like needle in a haystack. Mm-hmm. And you gotta...
I mean, maybe she should just like... If you have any guy friends that you can hook up with this summer, maybe just try to get like a summer fuck buddy out of one of your guy friends, because you're not going to see him after this summer, really.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to lose your virginity that. Before you go off to college, lose it to a guy friend that you're not going to see. Like, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At least then you'll know if they're a good dude or not.
Yeah.
If that's what you're interested in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, then,
I mean, I didn't lose my virginity till I was 21. You know, mm-hmm. It was my boyfriend. We've been dating for over a year before I like lost it. That was a long time to wait, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no big deal with still being a virgin at 18.
No, not at
and
all.
Waiting until you feel like you're ready for it. And if I can give any advice, it's just that I've been boy crazy my whole life, and like it's fine. Mm-hmm. But I do wish, like Brandy said, I could get some of that time back. I spent so much time concentrating on guys, and like I wish that I would have spent more time on some other stuff. And the guys will come and go. Like there's always going to be the option for Tinder or for whatever.
Yeah.
But she's right. Hanging out with your friends. I mean, that's like the important shit that's going to stay with you. Not some fucking dude that you hang out with for 3 weeks. You know.
No.
Yeah. Like Tess said, it's like I don't even fucking remember those guys. No, you know, at all.
So, I remember like shirts I had in high school better than dicks I saw. I mean, they don't matter, really.
Yeah, and you're doing your own thing. You lost a bunch of weight, and like I'm sure that's like a whole new adjustment. I know that that's like a weird thing, 'cause you feel like the old you, you know, and you're still figuring out who you are.
Yeah,
and just kind of embrace that and figure that out, and not worry about it. And also, yeah, I'm 32 and I have one cat and a vibrator, and my life's great.
Yeah, vibrators and cats are.
Why do we act like that's such a horrible alternative?
No, right?
It's
great.
It's awesome.
It's really great if you have like the Netflix to go with it. I mean, like, it's like the foundation of like other happiness.
I think so.
Guess
it
what?
It could be. I don't have a cat.
But. A vibrator can't even wear a shirt. So,
yeah.
I mean, I made one for mine.
Just a vibrator and a tiny t-shirt.
Just so I can hold them at night. But, you know.
Oh, man. Also, just like, I'm really proud of you for like all the weight loss and everything that you've done. Try to like hold on to that pride and don't let you're try not to let yourself define yourself by needing to have a guy in your life in any way. Like, it's really important, and more satisfying relationships will come your way if like you are whole and happy in yourself, because you will attract the right people. Like, don't feel like you need somebody.
Yeah, learning patience in that area.
Yeah,
took
but
me
also,
a fucking
like,
long time.
It does take a long time, but like when you haven't, like when you're like ready. And it's not easier for us with some distance to say like, oh, you know, but like you're so just like horny and curious at that point that like I get it, you want to sit on something.
Yeah. Yeah. So either buy that thing or find a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Who has a thing.
Y'all got some solid advice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. You try.
Do you have anything to add that you can think of?
No, I mean, but I totally did rush it and was totally like boy crazy and when I was 16. So like the last 2 years of high school, I totally, like, I was skipping school to go drive to the Valley to see this, like, you know, cool boyfriend is what I thought, you know what I mean?
Right.
I missed out on like hanging out with my family, and now my grandma's old, and you know, now I'm trying to hang out with her. So like that time is like when everyone else around, especially your family, they're younger too. So, you know, I totally kind of regret that.
Well, it's like until we develop time travel for real, there's no way to make old friends. So the people that you know then are going to be that you know now are the only people that are going to know you at that time in your life.
Right.
You will never meet people that know you there again, and they understand a part of you that nobody else in your life from this point forward will. And those relationships are really important and special. And you know, you should put time into those, you know. And remind your friends if they're being a little bit too boy crazy of that too.
Gosh, I definitely wouldn't have taken this advice.
No, that's why I'm trying to be practical. I'm like, find a mildly cute guy friend just to have a good summer.
Well, I mean, I think it's great advice. No,
I think it's great advice.
I mean, that was who I was as a kid. Like, I was just like, I wasn't boy crazy. I don't know if she's boy crazy or not. And like, I am really thankful for those friendships, and I'm glad that I, you know, took the time to really make sure they were there.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do both.
You can do
too.
Both.
No, you can totally do both. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I feel like I
did. Yeah, I feel like I did both. I also don't want to think that like you're choosing one or the other.
No.
You can certainly. I mean, that's also really fun to like talk about boys with your girlfriends.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you know? Right. And like girlfriends are great too, because like especially if you're not going to listen to us and you're going to stay on Tinder, like you need someone to tell you to stop texting people.
Yes.
Hey, also if you meet people off of Tinder, people need to know where you're going to meet them. You know, just
I
like
know, yeah,
I know.
Be I just, smart about it. I mean,
That just like really concerns me that there's like if you're like 17 or 18 and like people are like, oh, come meet me at this place. Like it just really
Nobody's catfishing me because I'm old, but they might catfish you.
Yeah, it just really
be careful.
Be careful. Yeah. Be safe.
Text someone. I mean, with the address.
Yeah.
Tell someone everywhere you're going. Find out as much as you can about the, you know, Google the shit out of that. If they don't show up on anything, don't meet them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're worth it. Everything that you have is worth it. Don't feel like you need to give something away to make somebody like you more. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did that a lot. Definitely not worth it.
Yeah.
That was like one of the best summers of my life, though, the one between like, graduating high school.
Oh, it was a blast.
And college.
I don't remember fucking anything.
I
had
so I much loved fun. That I don't summer. Remember it being good for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's a whole different thing, yeah.
Me and my friends, what we did, we took the entire summer and we all were in charge of 1 week. Where we were like plotted activities.
Awesome. Oh, that's
like
great.
Everybody, you had 1 week and it was Brandy's week of fun. It was Steve's week of fun. It was Heather's week of fun. And you got like two or three activities that like you planned and you were in charge of for the
summer.
Holy
shit. Yeah, you guys are so
Why are we doing that?
Ringleader.
We did that except
ringleader.
With us, it just worked out magically that like each of my friend's parents went out of town. We did that, but like the bad girl version. Like, each of my friend's parents went out of town, like the perfect, like one parent would come home, another parent would leave. So my friends and I, we just became like this nomadic pack, and we would just like scum our way to, like from house to house and just like chain smoke cigarettes and drink beers on trampolines, and it was such a good summer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. So, I mean, enjoy those memories,
yes,
girl.
Yeah. Well, Otsuko, thank you for doing the show.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you online, like on your Twitter and stuff?
Well, you can find me mostly, unfortunately, with my entire name spelled out. So it's Otsuko Okotska. Uh-huh. That's my Instagram. That's my website.
Well, we'll link it on our thing. So yeah, so everyone can check you out.
Yeah. And Otsuko's part of a Disoriented Comedy with Jenny, who was just on weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they have a monthly storytelling show in Los Angeles called Family Reunion Storytelling.
Yeah. So check out really Disoriented Comedy. They're doing so much cool shit. And thank you so much for doing the show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Peace out, y'all.
Bye, you guys.
Make theme songs for us. Bye.
Thank you.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.